Blog Talk Radio. life gets better. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. To my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith. To my pastor, Apostle Temple, and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer. To all of the ministers, the evangelists, to the prophets, deacons, evangelism team, mothers, praise team, intercessors, to our youth, men, ADM frontline, to our women's team, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa, and Kenya, South Africa. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and a God bless morning to you, you, and you. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. It was God that woke you up this morning, started you on your way, gave you the activity of your limbs. And as you look around on this morning, nothing is missing, nothing is broken, but everything is jointly and fitly into place on this morning. So, as we rise up to give God the glory and the praise on this thankful Thursday morning, let us go before him, praising his holy name, magnifying him, glorifying him, and thanking him for his many acts and attributes towards each and every one of us on today. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
I'm blessed, Pastor Smith, on this blessed Thursday morning, and God bless you too this morning. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive our debts. And the Lord of hosts say this morning, God, we come to the throne this morning, God of hosts, say God once more, God, saying thank you, Jesus, for another day's journey, God. Thank you, God of hosts, how you touched us this morning with your fang of love, God, and we begin to rise, God of hosts, and begin to praise you, God, with our mind stayed on you. So that's enough to say hallelujah this morning, God. First of all, I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe, God of hosts, say God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give honor to my pastor, Pastor Temple Spencer. I give pastor to the First Lady, ADM, the teacher, Spencer, Lord of Mercy, and Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and everyone that's tuned in this morning, and everyone at ADM Ministry. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. We thank you, God, because our spirit is bubbling over this morning, God. Knowing that you're so good, Almighty God, you have tucked us down through the years. Tucked us, God. Shield us and protect us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we can't help but to praise you, God. We can't help to say hallelujah this morning. I pray, God, this morning, about today, everyone that you have touched this morning and breathe life in their body, God, they have the devotion to rise this morning, God, and begin to just to say thank you, God. in the name of Jesus, God. Thank the Lord of the Most High this morning how you kept the roof over our heads, God. We thank you this morning how you kept food on our table, God. We thank you, Lord, kept us in our health and strength, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we need to thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we need to thank you more, God, because you've been so good to us, God. Each and every time we leave out our door, God, we need to realize it's not a guarantee that we'll get that high by Sunday. Oh, just with your shield of protection, God, that your angels led us back in safe and sound this morning, God. So we thank you this morning. We lift up our babies once more, God. Every comes out of our chair, from the youngest to the oldest, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God, on their way to school them back, God. Lead them and guide them, Lord. Let your mercy angels, not about Sunday, guide them in, God. I will share in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for them, God. We truly thank you for them, God. How you're raising up a nation, God. Raising up young men and young women, God, to obey you. How about Sunday? I begin to praise you, God, and magnify your name, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every man, vessel that it is this morning, God. We cry out to you, God, about Sunday this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, how about Sunday, that you touch their minds, God, about Sunday, and their hearts, God, about Sunday. Give them a heart, God, to run after you, God, about Sunday. Not the world, but you, God. You make it about Sunday. Give them a mind and a heart, God, to stand for you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God, by Sunday. Oh, raise these men, young men and men up to you, God, that bow down to you, God, about Sunday. Begin to pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. How about say this morning, God? We thank you this morning, God, by Sunday. Oh, God, I ask that you touch every internet, God, this morning, about Sunday. The radio, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, about say that your anointing go busting through like never before. And about say just like a wind world. God, touch this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Touch those hearts, the hearts that are hard. God, about say, God, put your hands on the kind of God. Harden the kind of God. Begin to rock those up just like bricks, God. Bring them up in the mighty name of Jesus, God, this morning about Sunday. Oh, God, we thank you for doing what you're doing this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask you this morning. How the most say, God, let your perfect will be done, God. Not ours, but yours, God. We thank you this morning, Lord, about Sunday. Somebody this morning, Lord, about Sunday, I have a well made up mind to follow Jesus this morning, Lord, about Sunday. Separate yourself from the crowd. The crowd can't get you nothing. It don't mean you nothing, Lord, about Sunday. Oh, have a mind of Christ. Let him lead you and guide you. How about Sunday? In the path of racing the kind of us. You'll never go wrong. How about Sunday? We thank you this morning for the blood of Jesus. I cry out the blood of Jesus this morning about sound the airwaves. The blood of Jesus. How about Sunday? The blood of Jesus. How about Sunday? They come to break every stronghold. They come to the most high. They come to the kind of the most high. They come confusion minds. It's got to go in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for a clear mind. We thank you for a peace mind this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you this morning about Sunday. We lift up our family members this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Even in our home, God, where there's not peace, I speak peace. Peace in the name of Jesus. Where it's confusion about Canada about church, I bind up confusion because God is not like confusion. He has a peace, love, and a sound mind today. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, God. I thank you, Lord, this morning, God. So I say, have your way. Somebody out of death began to break out in a crazy place. Somebody needs to think I'm running. Hallelujah, how about say, God? Because we know we've been good. He's been good to all of us, Father, by Sunday. He's been good to somebody that's been in the tent of God. And the doctor shook his head. Oh, but God had the last say so. So that's enough to praise God as our own self. Somebody come to the boat, say, was locked down in the prison of the boat, God. But God came in for you. And Lucy, God, the boat, God, we thank you this morning. Somebody needs to come to the boat, say, just say, thank you, Lord, about Sunday. Because when we laid down last night, it wasn't a guarantee, God, about Sunday, that we get up this morning. So we thank God of the boat, say, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So I pray this morning that you're sick about that. People say, all over the world, begin to shake yourself. Say about coming to the boat, say, shake that heaviness. How about Sunday? because it's freedom in Jesus. It's freedom in Jesus. How about coming to the most? Why should you be bound when God has set you free? This morning, so say thank you, Lord. Say, come to the most in the mighty name of Jesus. I lift every leader up this morning, come to the most. I pray that you strengthen them for the better, come to the most, that they will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Come to the most in the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask you this morning, God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, and have your way. Hallelujah this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you on this morning.
This morning. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord of the Most High. Yes. Hey. Yes, Lord Jesus.
I'm anointed.
My God.
We thank you.
Mm-mm. Oh, hey, thank you.
Take an evaluation of the things of God. Hallelujah. See, for the things of God are eternal. But the things of man are not eternal. They don't have everlasting life. But the things of God will give you everlasting life forever and forever into eternity, into infinity on today. So we thank God. Well, now we're going to turn and bring in our own Deacon Joe Jackson to break a word with us this morning. Deacon Joe, come on in,
yes,
my brother.
How you doing, Pastor Neil?
Blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Well, today I'd like to come to you from Deuteronomy 28. You know, I only be on once a week. And last week I brought blessings for obedience. Well, today I'd like to bring the flip side of the coin. Curses for disobedience, 16 through 20. And it goes, "But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God, or be careful to do all his commandments and his statutes that I command you today, then all these curses shall be upon you and overtake you. Cursed should you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall you be in your basket, in the kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruits of your womb and the fruits of your ground. The increase of your herd and the young of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and frustration, and all that you undertake to do, until you are destroyed and perish quickly on account of the evil of your deeds, because you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the pestilence stick to you until he has consumed you off the land that you are entitled to." You know, Pastor Neil, I've seen both sides. When I was younger and in the world, no matter what I tried, no matter what I did, no matter what I tried to save or whatever, it was taken away from me because God wasn't with me. I walked alone. But then as I received the word of God, as I came into God, then the blessings came. Things started to add up. Things started to come more abundantly. And now I am able to say that I truly love the Lord. He has blessed me. I'm faithful. And he's given me favor. So I've seen both sides of the coin. And I hope if there's anyone out there, change your life. Change your heart. Come, let God show you the way.
Yes.
Let him show you. In Jesus' name, let him show you. Because this world is not to be walked in alone. Walk with God.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Deacon Joe. Amen. What a powerful word. Blessings and curses. Amen. And it will without God hold the curses. But when we walk with God, look at the blessings. Hallelujah. And we do thank God that he blesses us. Because if it had not been for Jesus on our side,
yeah,
where would we be? For we ought to always seek his face. For when we seek his face, the face of God, oh, what a time. What a time.
Yes.
It will be. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah.
This world is not our home. We're
no,
just
not
strangers passing through.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all we got to do is just get in to the way and just seek God's face where he can
Amen.
Bless us.
Yeah.
He can
yeah.
lead us and teach us and guide us to a more
Amen.
Perfect life through Christ
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
On today. We do thank
Amen.
Our deacon, praise God, for those
Amen.
Words, living words. God, take them to him. Take them to evaluation. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord God, bless your soul Lord, today. All right.
Amen.
Well, we're going out the way. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to bring it out on Pastor and Apostle Temple Spencer. It's going to come. Amen. And give
Amen.
Us all glory. That lit it world.
Hallelujah.
Declaring and decreeing from
Amen.
The word of God. Well, thus says the Lord, that you will prosper in your life, a holy
Amen.
And godly life. We say, Pastor Temple,
prepare
your way. Good morning, Pastor.
Amen.
God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Smith. Good morning, Mother Jackson. Good morning, you
good
all.
Morning.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and I know that we all going to continue to rejoice and be glad in
Amen.
It because God has been too good to us for us not
Amen.
To rejoice and be glad
Amen.
In it. So therefore, we shall rejoice and be glad
Amen.
In it. Y'all about it? My God, everybody that is listening this morning, you got to tell the world, look out, world, here I come, because he
yes,
woke me up
Lord.
This morning
Hallelujah.
And started me on my way. So look out, world, you here I
Amen.
Come, because I'm coming to make a difference. And if you ain't right, you better get right, because
yes,
the power
Amen.
Of God is walking with me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We just give honor to the Spirit of the Lord who is the head of our life, and we just give honor, my God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give honor to my First Lady and also ADM family. Give honor to our pastor, Pastor James Smith. Amen. We thank God for Pastor
Amen.
Smith as well. What an inspiration. What an individual, my God. By the life that he's lived, keep you encouraged. And our family and friends all over the world, we thank God for each and every one of you. It's always a blessing. It's always a blessing. My God Almighty, we just thank him for what God is doing, because I'm telling you right now, if your life have not changed from the beginning of this year to now, from all the information and all the revelation and all the teaching that's been going on, I don't know what much we could say to you. Because one thing about God, God always imparts before the manifestation comes into your life. You got to, but put it this way, God going to give you the ingredients, my God. He going to give you instructions. You got to work it. Even my scripture says
Amen.
That faith without works is dead. So he's going to use his different vessels. We are vessels. Pastor Smith is a vessel. Our mother Helen, our evangelist elect. We all are vessels in the gospel. Amen. To help you use some ingredients. Now you have to work the ingredients. If you never work the ingredients, you won't never see your manifestation. So many of you, you should be riding into a place of blessing, a place to where you can feel your spirit, you can feel your mind begin to be centered. Amen. You should begin to feel that. If you're not, well, it's not much more we can do. We can't go and work it for you. We can't jump inside of you, work your mind. We can't. It's only realistic for us to go and live with you and try to work everything for you. It's just not going to happen that way. I wish it would, but it's just not going to happen that way. Amen. So you got to be the one to work the different things that God began to pour into you in your life. Do you know it's more dangerous? It's more dangerous, my God, to get in front of or to hear the truth, amen, than to hear foolishness. I'm going to say that again. It is more dangerous to hear the truth than it is to hear foolishness. Amen? Because one thing that God's going to do, even if the Bible says, it's not what comes into a man that defiles, it's what comes out of the man that defiles. Amen? You can have all this stuff going around, but it is very dangerous to hear the truth, to come in front of a truth. Many people ask for God to do some new things. They need to be around some new people. They want to be around some truthful people. They want to be around some folks that, you know what, they true. I'm tired of playing with all these fake folks. I'm tired of all this here. Do you know the moment you get positioned around some truthful people, that people that is living a life, they actually are called or are released by God, and God is sending them to the body of Christ. Do you know, count them, accountability is more greater, or it starts right then. Amen. The accountability starts right then. See, I just want to do a little evaluation, because all this week, from Monday, from Tuesday, from Wednesday morning, and also Wednesday night, amen, the word of God been so rich. Amen. From Mother Helen, Evangelist Elect, Pastor Smith, amen. Even you catch some word when Mother Jackson, she began to pray. It's been so rich this morning, and when it be so rich and it be a divine shift that take place into the spirit of man and into the spirit of mind, amen, in spiritual realm, I like to set up a blinder where you can, it's like a checkpoint, you know. I don't know if many of you play video games, but in a video game, they got a checkpoint for where the level or the area you pass, you don't have to go all the way back to the beginning. You could start off from where you was at right there. So you have a checkpoint, amen? So I like to put up checkpoints in the spirit realm. That way you don't go backwards from where you done been poured into. So we put a checkpoint. So you held accountable for the things that have been poured into you. That's why many folks just don't understand what you really asking for. When you really asking, God, I need to get around some true people. I need to get around true ministers, true leaders, true gods, men and women of God. Now, every information that comes out of that individual, God holds you accountable. Everything that information that that individual released, God holds you accountable. It's no more. God don't have these excuses to where, I got it, but I just don't know it yet. What have you do? When the scripture says study to show yourself approved, it's just not picking up a book or hearing a tape or listening to somebody. What are you doing, my God, for you can begin to grasp the things of the Spirit, for you can walk into a life, my God, that is holy and pleasing unto the Lord. What are you doing? See, watch this. First, Second Peter, the second chapter, and the 21st verse says, watch this, for it would have been better, for it would have been better. And I'll read it for the English Standard Version. When I begin to translate, I like to translate for everybody to understand. It was a baby, a child, be able to understand. The scripture says, for it would have been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness. It says it have been better for them never to known the way of righteousness. That's why you're going to be held accountable. So in other words, the man of God, he's going to get ready to say something so profound. He says, so it's better for you not to have known the way of righteousness. Amen? Because why? Because why? knowing the way of righteousness, then after knowing it, to turn back from the holy commandment. Deacon Joe was just speaking on the commandments of God. Other words, when God begins to give you a change your lifestyle with information and revelation, and to begin to use his service that is using, my God, in your life to help impact and influence and bring your life into a place within him, amen, they are not there in vain. They are not there in just to waste their time. Amen. Pour into you. Now you are accountable what happened to it. You can't go to God, "Oh God, I did not know." Oh no, it don't work like with God. "God, this is what happened in my life. This is what happened in my past." Well, God understood that. But the moment he brought people into your life that has that anointing, that has the capacity to shift and give you to bring you into a paradigm shift, to shift things, now you become accountable. You come accountable into the fact where God say, "I gave you the truth." What the truth come to do? The truth come to what? Set you free. But because you have not taken upon or applied the truth to your life, you decide to stay where you at. I declare and decree this morning that no one that is listening to us all over the world, you'll begin to take the information that is pointed out into you as something that is good coming into your ears in the morning time. Something good that these leaders or ministers that is saying to it. You're going to begin to take it, apply it, my God, and begin to live your life accordingly. Because God, what? He holds you accountable. That's why, watch this, I'm going to mess you up for a second. My God, that's why you see a saint of God or a Christian of God or a child of daughter of God, they go through worse situations than the world. Let me say that again. They go through worse situations than the world. Why? Because they walk in with curses. Their life is into what I identify as third dimension sin. I'm going to show you that in the scripture just one second. Amen? Because once you come into a place or take an oath of righteousness, you're taking an oath of the things of God. Regardless of how many counterfeits came across, how many false came across. Amen? Scripture, he must tell you about the counterfeits. Scripture, he must tell you about the false. He must tell you about the ones that, my God, in the last day, these evildoers and all that. He's still saying that is no excuse. Amen. We wonder why, like, wow, why the world are being blessed. Well, the world are prospering. Watch this. They are, the Bible says, the Bible tells us about what profit a man is to gain the whole world and lose this soul. Well, the world is on the verge of losing this soul. Amen. But bottom line, my God, because at the end of the day, I'd rather have my soul to be prosperous than this other stuff around me. Why? Because we temporary here on earth. It must, Pastor Smith, he said all the time, this world is not our own. We just a stranger coming along. That's who we are. That's what we are. We're just a stranger. Everybody here on this world has a expiration date. Amen. You have an expiration date. Let me put this little bug or this little bug in your ear. The Bible promised us, I think it's 72 years. Amen. Around about 72, 73, that's the promise years that God said, "I'm going to give to you." So, other words, if you over the age of 35, if you listening to me, you over the age of 35, you don't live your half of your life here on earth. You don't live half of your life here on earth. Do you got plans? So, in other words, this other half that you are living now, you're living your last half. I'm living my last half. I'm living my last half in life. You're living your last half according to the promise of God. Do you got time to play? Do you got time to keep doing this kind of, do you got time? No, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to answer it for you. No, you don't have time. My God. And it says the holy commandment delivered to them. Amen. To them. Let me go into James. Let's look at James right quick. And let's talk about some third dimension sin. Amen. because we love to point fingers at individuals, especially in the church community. Oh, you wrong, that person wrong, that what they doing is wrong, what they doing is wrong, what they doing is doing. Well, let's talk about this wrongness. In Book of James, 4th chapter, 17th verse, it says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good. Other words, you know to do good. You know to do good. It's a lot of bright individuals. They know this here. Amen. It trips me out how individuals know about the Holy Ghost, but they're willing to put it down for 5 seconds to go and tell somebody else. Amen. So in other words, you accept it wrong. You accept it to be in a place to where you know you're wrong. You know you're not into the right area, and you accepted that. Amen. So you want to put it to the side for 5 minutes and do what you got to do. And the Bible says, and do it not. Other words, you know to do right. You know you got all this word poured into you. God done gave you all this stuff here. You know to do right, but you decide that you want to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and it don't be no consequences to you. Many of us, this is what we do. We'll say, well, God, repent and keep moving on. Baby, yes, you repent. Repent just turns you, repent. Well, put it this way. Let me get it correct. You know, the correct way or sincere repentance. I ain't talking about that thing that we do just for a guilty conscience. Amen. I'm talking about when we turn. We turn all the way around. Amen. We stop what we're doing. We repent. We get recentered with God. Amen. And we think that is it. No, that is it. Every action brings on consequences. And you have to understand that every action brings on consequences. We have consequences that we have from our actions. Now, this is what the Bible says, and it says, do it not. And it says, watch this, to him it is what? Sin. To him it is what? Sin. You know the way, you know all this information, all this stuff, to what? It is sin. Now, it's not no, it's not something illegal here in this earth where, okay, you don't keep the commandments of God. Okay, you don't, God don't talk you and you don't decide you want to do your own thing. It's not a problem here on earth. This is what you call first dimension or first heavens. Amen? This is the heavens right here, the blue skies. So therefore, it is governed by the laws. The laws of who? The laws of man. It is governed by the laws of man. So, you know, it's not no big thing. Second dimension, that's princes of powers, roots of darkness. Amen. They dwell in that realm. Amen. So they could care less, and they ready for you not to walk into the word of God. They ready for you not to keep the things of God. So they love it when you don't do it. So they celebrate. They love it. They just have them a ball or a party up in there. Now, the third dimension, let's talk about the Lord. The heavens, amen? Well, the heavens give you instructions, and you don't obey that instruction. Well, it's not a rule breaker here on earth. It's not a rule breaker in the second dimension. Matter of fact, they love it, amen? When you don't follow the instructions of God. You don't keep it. We could go all the way back from in the Garden of Eden, amen, with Adam and Eve. The serpent loved it, amen. He was giving all this stuff just to break the rules, what God don't place in place. But guess what? Who are we coming against? We coming against who? Third heavens. We coming against who? We coming against God. My God, we are being rebellion to what God don't put in order, what he don't put in structure, amen, put instructions for us, amen. So we got to make sure that we are what we asking for, we are really ready for it. We are really ready for what God is doing and what God is pouring out. I believe that many of you are ready, but I want to put this checkpoint in your life to where everything that's been poured out, everything that God done used individuals that he chose. I'm not talking about individuals that was they went, my God, but I'm talking about individuals that they were sent by the Spirit of God to connect with you. You connect with them to get poured into your life. It's proven, and it is approved by God. I'm talking about it. All that information, I pray, my God, you'll begin to apply what God done released into your life. My God, you'll begin to operate in. That's why it's very dangerous for you can get with or get connected to a true man or a true woman of God or somebody that is walking upright. You can't cannot come with this same application where you did it when the other individual hurted you. Amen. We did an illustration on Sunday, last Sunday, where we came in the sanctuary, all the lights were shut off. Amen. Everything was shut off. We went to try to find our seats with the lights shut off. We went to greet people with the lights shut off. We went to try to see everybody with the lights shut off. It's very difficult, amen, to do things. Now, this is what happened. I didn't get into this revelation on Sunday, but I'm just going to throw this little nugget out. We don't got what happened is if we sat in the darkness for so long, our eyes will become adjusted to the darkness. So, other words, but you'll be able to see, you'll be able to see a little bit better in the darkness if you sit in there for a little while and let your eyes get adjusted to it, amen, than when you first came in. Why? What happened? Well, it was a transition. Other words, watch this. It was a paradigm shift that happened from the light that is outside of the door, and when you walk into the darkness, and the darkness, my God, everything about you had to readjust. You had to readjust to what? You had to readjust to the what? The darkness, amen? So many of us are readjusting to the darkness. We don't learn how to live in the darkness. We don't learn how to see in the darkness. We don't learn how to maneuver in the darkness, amen. But I declare and decree that it's on this week, even today, that God gonna begin, you're gonna begin to come out the darkness and into his marvelous light, and you're gonna begin to not depress the process or walk in different type of things that is not of God, but you're gonna walk in the truth, you're gonna walk in the righteousness, what God done established for you in your life. You shall rejoice and be glad, my God. You shall rejoice into the things of the Lord. You shall rejoice into the things of the Lord. I want to put that checkpoint there in your life to make you don't even think about to look back. Stop taking, if you have not been doing it, take the word of God serious. Take notes. You know, these individuals, I'm Pastor Smith, Mother Helen, I'm evangelist, they seek God. They're not doing things, and they're not doing things to just give you. You got leaders here seek God, and God give them the information to pour out, not only to them, but also to everyone else. Now, you're going to be held accountable. This is where people got to understand, yeah, you want good people in your life. You want quality people in your life. You want people that has integrity in your life. But guess what? You're going to be held accountable now. You're going to be held accountable. You wasn't held accountable by these fake individuals that got all this other stuff going on. But the moment when truth shows up, regardless if you was hurt by a man, but that it's not the same man. Regardless if you were hurt by a woman, this ain't the same woman. Amen. But the moment truth shows up, now you're held accountable. The Bible, you must call it a sin when you don't do, my God Almighty, or keep the instructions or keep what God commanded you to do. My God, it even called it a sin. I know we understand these sins about drinking, you're going to do this, you're fornicating. Put them much this way, the Ten Commandments sin. We understand that. You break the Ten Commandments, we understand that. But what about the sin not applying the instructions of God in my life? What about the sin I know better? I should be able to do better. What about that one? Amen. What about that one? And we got to understand and take that consideration. That's why the Bible says you can't judge nobody. Because just to show, you show the stick in that individual eye, you have a beam in yours. Why? Because God will find an area that is undealt with, that you have not allowed God to deal with it. I want you blessed. I know the Spirit of the Lord and everybody that would come, we want you to walk into the blessings of God. But the blessings of God, it is structure and it is order. It doesn't matter what anybody say, how they want to say it. There's no other way to go about getting it. It's just coming through the front door. You can't jump through the windows. You can't come through the back door. It's only through the front door. A lot of things that we're going through, my God, it's not because it's a devil issue. This here is not a devil issue. I'm wearing a curse because why? I know the way. I know what the truth is. But I have failed to walk in it. Because why? I allow my issues to overtake me, and I can't receive what God released into me. I allow my issue. I allow my past issues. You know God is going to hold you accountable. It's no excuse with God. Because God said, cast my cares, your cares unto me. Now, you might not know how to do that. But once the moment God now brought you with somebody that is released and approved by them, and they begin to instruct you what thus says God, guess what? From that moment on, you are held accountable. You are held accountable. That's why I tell anybody, it's ADM is a dangerous ministry. Because we have people, leaders like Pastor Smith, Mother Helen. We have individuals that is walking, even ourselves, men, First Lady, that is walking in the truth and the order of God. That's a dangerous thing. Because why? Everything that is said, you're going to be held accountable. Put that checkpoint there. That way, everything that took place this week and done been shipped into your life this week, you don't back up. You keep going forward. And remember this, if you're over the age of 35, you don't live half of your life. You're going into the final half. You're into your final half of your life before you begin to be getting ready to transition and go home. You don't have time to play games. You don't have time to dibble and dabble with sin. You don't have time to dibble and dabble with messy people. Choose this day who you're going to fully be sold down and serve. And I believe that you're going to choose the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you. Pastor, love you. I want you to keep moving forward into the things of God. Amen. We're going to see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Until then, you walk into the things of the Lord and you be blessed. Amen.